I feel like our team's efforts, as have been mentioned, were well managed, expertly navigated. Certainly not perfect. We have some growing pains. I think it's absolutely the right thing to have an expanded team. It gives us more tools in our tool belt, but it's on us to figure out how to work effectively with more people. And they're also enthusiastic about doing the work, that I think it's on us to make sure that we manage that well, and make sure that we're well organized from that perspective. And I think we've got some good progress in that direction. So I'm grateful for everyone's efforts this session.
Thank you for that. I will echo your sentiments. It's amazing to see you all work, get stuff handled. As I've stated publicly, 20 years in sausage making did not prepare me for what I saw this year, but I applaud all of you for your efforts, what you've done for the county, its constituents. Much appreciated. I just saw Lance came off mute. Lance, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Just sincere thank you to the team that I got to watch in action. This year at the legislative challenge was incredible, and it had a lot of challenges for Story County, but I believe what everybody can leave here knowing and understanding is that 25, the legislative session is going to be far more aggressive for Story County than it was this year. And so I think we need to use this as a prelude and a training ground for what we need to get ready for during this interim session and what's coming in the next legislature. And I know factually that we must be prepared, ultimately prepared, for the next go-around. I know the right people on the field. I know the message can be carried. I know that we have the ability to defend ourselves. And a major thank you for how everyone came together this year.
Thank you, Lance. Well said. Is there any questions or comments from the public regarding this legislative update we had? It's pretty intensive, but all right, not seeing any. Again, I want to thank all of you for being here. Those that are on Zoom, thank you. I guess we will prepare for 2025. Y'all have a great day. All right, moving on to item number 10. This is discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding any proposed action of the legislature during special session causing SB1 or other post-tax abatement revenues from Tesla or other tax-abated or non-tax-abated companies to be canceled, diverted away from Story County, redistributed, postponed, or extended, or other properly related matters. County Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. This really is just giving direction to staff and our lobbyist team to proceed forward in the interim legislative session or special legislative sessions regarding any of the bills that were described here. There is an amendment to the motion I would like to ask if you do choose to go with the motion that's presented, and it would just say any instead of special session, it would be any special session or interim special session or interim session. Other than that, I'm happy to be of any assistance.
All right. Thank you, County Manager. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin at this time? Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Okay. Is there any public comment at this time? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you here to entertain a motion, or did you have stuff to talk about still? All right.
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff and lobbyists to represent Story County on each bill as follows and to proceed on other bills as directed. Specifically, any special session legislative BDR, interim session, bill, resolution, or other action by the legislature or the government of the state of Nevada causing SB1 or other post-tax abatement revenues from Tesla or other tax abated or non-abated companies to be canceled, diverted away from Story County, redistributed, postponed, or extended, and other properly related matters.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thanks, Austin. Moving on to item number 11, this discussion for possible action. Special use permit file number 2023-22. The applicant requests a special use permit for additional building height beyond 75 feet allowed by the applicable zoning ordinance. The applicant anticipates a maximum proposed building height to be approximately 110 feet to accommodate manufacturing equipment. This special use permit request is for a maximum height of 115 feet to allow for a buffer as final equipment and building designs have not yet been completed. Property is located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center at 1 Electric Avenue, McCarran, Story County, Assessor's Parcel Number 005-012-05. County Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. On behalf of Planning Director Kathy Canfield, her request. Last Thursday, the Planning Commission heard a request by Tesla to get a special use permit at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Park to have a building that exceeds 75 feet. The request was 110 feet. The Planning Commission gave them 115 feet as a little bit of extra. There is not really much more to say here other than one or more part of the building or facility anywhere within the property of the Gigafactory could be applicable. There's a condition in here that they all need to comply with any of the requirements of the Story County Fire Protection District. The fire chief, of course, is here if he has anything he would like to add. And then there is applicability in the 1999 zoning ordinance in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center to this special use permit. And there is an amendment to condition number D that was made by the Planning Commission. And that adds some language regarding the reporting of tax sales tax for material that's brought into the site, adding all tax forms shall show such to be received in McCarran, Story County, Nevada, 89437 for clarification to assure that tax dollars in the future or now as applicable would be reported in Story County. Happy to answer any questions. There are findings to read on this if you choose to make a motion to approve.
All right. Thank you, County Manager. Commissioner Gimmon, do you have any questions or comments about the special use permit?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
The only question that popped into my mind just to add to do with, you know, how what the impact is or how we deal with the additional height from a fire protection perspective. Not something we necessarily need to get into in this meeting, but as long as it's conditioned on that, I feel comfortable with it.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Chairman Longcar for the record. So yes, we've worked with this company in the past for this type of height in the building. That's what actually ultimately purchased the ladder truck we have. Obviously, we got to look long term, and they just keep getting taller. So we are going to work closely with them, and just to best mitigate whatever hazards they may have. And again, we haven't seen any drawings yet, so we don't necessarily know what they're proposing. But once we get that, obviously, you know, we're going to be looking into it very carefully to make sure we can support operations there.
Got it. So jetpacks and helicopters is what you're saying.
I'll take one.
Wonderful. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding the special use permit? Not seeing any. You want to read the findings?
Oh, I do.
I bet you do.
I'm going to read the findings.
Do you want to read it too?
All right, here they go. It's section 3, page 5. I'm going to read it as quickly as possible unless you want to thoroughly enjoy them. Motion for approval findings. The following findings of fact are evident with
Sorry. Should I make the motion first and then read the findings?
I mixed it up last time. Oh, yeah, what is
it? Yeah, I think the motion should be made.
And then findings?
Read the findings in between there.
Okay. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, let me get back to that.
Be section 7, page 8, or the cover sheet.
Cover sheet matches.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under section 3A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners and in compliance with the conditions of approval, including the amended condition D, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve special use permit 2023-022 to allow additional building height beyond the 75-foot allowed by the applicable zoning ordinance. The applicant anticipates the maximum proposed building height to be approximately 110 feet to accommodate the manufacturing equipment. This special use permit request is for a maximum height of 115 feet to allow for a buffer as final equipment and building design have not yet been completed. The property is located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center at 1 Electric Avenue, McCarran, Story County, Assessor's Parcel Number 005-012-05.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. County Manager, you want to read the findings?
All right. Okay, a motion for approval of the following findings of fact are evident with regard to the requested special use permit when the recommended conditions of approval in Section 4 recommended conditions of approval are applied. One, the approval is for the special use permit 2023-022 to allow an additional building height beyond a 75-foot allowance by the applicable zoning ordinance. The applicant anticipates the maximum proposed building to be approximately 110 feet to accommodate the manufacturing equipment. The special use permit request is for the maximum height of 115 feet to allow for a buffer as final equipment and building design has not yet been completed. The property is located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center at 1 Electric Avenue, McCarran, Story County, Assessor Parcel Number 0051205. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the McCarran Planning Area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting the findings for the special use permit is provided in Section 2E of the staff report, and other contents thereof are cited in an approval of the special use permit. The proposed location, size, height, operation, and other significant features will be compatible with and not cause substantial negative impacts adjacent land uses or will perform functions or provide for a service that is essential to the surrounding land use, community, and neighborhood. The special use permit will result in no substantial or undue adverse effects on adjacent properties, the character of the neighborhood, traffic conditions, parking, public improvements, public site or right-of-way, or other matters affecting the public health, safety, or general welfare, either as they now exist or may exist in the future as developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the Story County Master Plan, this title, and any other plans, programs, maps, or ordinances adopted under the consideration pursuant to the official notice by the county and other government agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development. The proposed use in this proposed area will be adequately served and will impose no undue burden on any of the improvements, facilities, utilities, or services provided by the county or other government agency having jurisdiction in the county, and the special use permit with the recommendations of conditions of approval complies with the requirements of the 1999 Story County Zoning Code, Chapter 1762, Special Uses, and 1737, Heavy Industrial Zone. That's it.
Thank you, County Manager. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to item number 12 is to recess to convene as the Story County Highway Board, bringing us to item number 13, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval for the Public Works Director to sign a quote from Apex Grinding and Paving, scope of work number 2 for repaving a section of Duck Hill Road that was blown out from a water leak on the siphon in the amount of $15,645.35. Director Wurzbicki.
Chairman, Commissioners, Jason Wurzbicki for the record. As stated, this request is to repair a section of Duck Hill Road that was damaged due to a leak on our siphon line. It blew out about a 25-30-foot stretch, about 10 feet wide. And due to the time constraints with trying to get this project completed before the end of the fiscal year and the contractor's availability, this project has already been started and completed. There is budget available for this item.
Thank you. Highway Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
We don't have any questions or comments. Thank you.
All right. Highway Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Highway Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I Highway Commissioner Mitchell, make a motion to approve the Public Works Director to sign the quote from Apex Grinding and Paving, scope of work number 2, in the amount of $15,654.35 to repave a section of Duck Hill Road that was damaged from siphon line leak.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jason. On item number 14, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the Public Works Director to sign a paving proposal from Apex Grinding and Paving in the amount of $17,605.01 to repave the ramp at the high school football field that was damaged from a water leak. Director Wurzbicki.
Again, as stated, we had a water leak just above the high school football field on the east side of our street. They ran under the pavement and damaged the ramp at the football field. This proposal is to repave the ramp that was damaged. And again, due to time constraints with trying to get projects finished and contractor availability, this project has already moved forward and been completed. And there is money in the budget available for this project.
Thank you, Jason. Highway Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason about this item?
No questions.
All right. Highway Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Highway Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yes, I, Highway Commissioner Mitchell, make a motion to approve the Public Works Director to sign a proposal from Apex Grinding and Paving in the amount of $17,605.01 to repave the ramp at the high school football field that was damaged from a water leak.
Second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 15, this is discussion for possible action. Proposal for professional services by Loomis & Associates for the Taylor Street repairs and stabilization design in an approximate amount of $55,000. Tasks 1 through 4 are set at $32,100. Tasks 5 through 9 are set at a time and materials basis. An approximate amount is being requested to cover the set amount and the T&M portion of the proposal. Director Wurzbicki.
As stated, due to the extent of the storm damages for Taylor Street, Lumos and Associates has submitted a proposal for professional services for the Taylor Street repairs and stabilization design. Tasks 1 through 4 are set at $32,100. Tasks 5 through 9 are set at a time and materials basis. I'm requesting an approximate amount of $55,000 to cover the known cost plus the T&M portion of this proposal.
Thanks, Jason. Highway Commissioner Mitchell, Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
No questions, thank you.
Highway Commissioner Mitchell?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding item number 15? Not seeing any. Highway Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Highway Commissioner Mitchell, make a motion to approve the Public Works Director to sign the proposal for professional services with Loomis & Associates for the Taylor Street repairs and stabilization design in an approximate amount of $55,000.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 16, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval, canceling the meeting of the Board of Story County Highway Commissioners scheduled for July 4th, 2023, due to the fact that July 4th is a state and national holiday. Deputy DA Loomis.
Yeah, Keith Loomis, record. This is a cleanup provision, essentially. We've already moved the, canceled the dates for the Fire District and the Board of County Commissioners. This is canceled that date for the Board of Highway Commissioners also.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Highway Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this?
No, I do not.
Highway Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any comment by the public? Not seeing any. Highway Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Highway Commissioner Mitchell, move to cancel the meeting of the Board of Story County Highway Commissioners scheduled for July 4th, 2023.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to item number 17 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 18, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for the county manager to sign the renewal contract with Dr. Scott Shepherd as a county health officer for 2 years, starting September 1, 2023 through August 31st, 2025 at a rate of $500 per month. Laura Mather.
Thank you, Laura Mather, for the record. This would allow the county manager to sign a new contract with our county health officer at the same monthly rate as the original contract.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
I do not, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the county manager to sign the renewal contract with Dr. Scott Shepherd as the county health officer for 2 years, September 1st, 2023 through August 31st, 2025 at a rate of $500 per month.
I'll second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number 19, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval directing the recorder to accept the apparent lowest bid in the estimated amount of $174,429.90 submitted by U.S. Imaging Incorporated for the recorder's office indexing and redaction project budgeted for fiscal year 23-24 and to direct the recorder to sign the pending contract pending the district attorney's review. Drew?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you. Drew McPherson, County Recorder. I'm here to present you with the results from the recent bid for a budgeted project to index and redact all official records held and maintained by the recorder's office, which will allow all records back to 1859 to be publicly searchable online. As a result of our RFP, we received two responsive bids. Both were from reputable companies and both met project requirements. The apparent low bidder is U.S. Imaging in the estimated amount of $174,429.90. The recorder's office has worked with U.S. Imaging in the past, including a large-scale project in 2019 to digitally image all of our records for preservation and online access. They were professional, timely, and detailed in their work. U.S. Imaging submitted a contract with their bid. The DA's office has completed its review of the contract, which was included in the agenda packet as an addendum. It was posted online with the other commissioner meeting materials, and there are also printed copies in the back of the room. There were two changes to the original contract. One, that we will provide access to our database via the creation of new users because we're now using a cloud-based recording system. And two, we added the approximate project completion timeframe and reference to the original RFP for clarity. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Drew. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this project or for Drew?
I have no questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
My only question is, are those changes to the contract something that were reflected already in the information that you published? Or is that something that we'll need to reference when we make the motion?
So the new contract that was approved by the DA's office was in the addendum to the packet. Initially, I had included just the original without the edits. I'm not sure how that might affect your motion.
Yeah.